You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is March 7th, 2026. I hope you're doing well. Everything is going pretty well on my end. Big things are happening. I've been very, very busy with some things that I can't talk about right now, but you'll be first to know, you'll eventually find out, okay? We're the United States is at war right now with Iran. It's just great. Blowing up school full of children. Just amazing, you know. I'm so glad that the Trump-tarded white trailer trash in America put Donald Trump back in office again so that, you know, he can turn the world to shit. It looks like we're going to have World War III, so that's fun, I guess, you know. So maybe the third time we have another world war, maybe white trailer trash people in America will finally get it. But I doubt it, you know. Anyway, that's enough of my rant for today. Before I start, I want to just encourage you all to join the Discord, the Hierarchy University Discord. Links are on the site and on my profiles on X, so there's lots of ways to connect to the Discord server. There's lots to do on this Discord server. There's lots to learn. There's some really hot alphas that are there presiding over worship rooms, etc. So there's FinDom going on there. There's just all sorts of things to do. So get encouragement, connect with other people, etc. Today I wanted to talk about facials. Facials are an intrinsic part of hierarchical coupling, I guess we're going to call it. I don't know. but it's something that I think, you know, people kind of misunderstand sometimes. But, and I'm going to get to the reason why I'm talking about facials today. But first and foremost, what is a facial? Well, facials, of course, are when a man or alpha comes on the face of a woman or a faggot or somebody, you know. Now, incredibly, this always surprises me. I run across every once in a while some faggots who say they don't like a man coming on their face. Some say, well, I don't want to waste cum, which is a great thought. You know, I feel the same way. But most of the time, it seems like they're just offended by it. Because, like it or not, a facial is a humiliation. It's just like being pissed on, sort of, you know. It's a more personal kind of marking, I would say, because it's an alpha's seed, you know. It's his genetic material that he's shooting onto your face, but it's the similar, it's a similar mechanical aspect of it, is that he's marking his territory, and it's very much like, you know, the animal kingdom. You know, this is where a lot of the stuff comes from. We're all sort of made with these similar drives, and men are very much, you know, predator animals, you know, and they're very territorial. They like to mark territory. So shooting their cum onto a victim's face is something that they like to do. Men, in general, men love to watch their cum shoot out onto things. They love that, you know, from the time they were boys. I mean, I remember when I was a little kid, well, in my early teens, and I discovered masturbation, I was like, wow, look at this. I can shoot it here, I can shoot it there, whatever, you know. And, of course, this is before I accepted my purpose. Now I don't come at all, but back in the day, I didn't know any better, so forgive me. Men just love shooting their cum. It's just a sign of virility. The more cum there is, the farther it goes, etc. In their mind, it means they're more of a man, you know. So it's very much tied to their masculinity and very much tied to their identity as an alpha. So when a man chooses to do that to you or to a faggot or to a female, like, he's claiming it to some degree. He's claiming it through humiliation, okay? And this is a key element that I'm going to keep going back to because, you know, that aspect of humiliation is important to remember when dealing with that, because if we're a faggot and we don't like a man coming on our face or resisting it, then we have to examine ourselves as faggots and why we have that resistance and how to weed that out, you know, so that we put it away. Because here's the bottom line, okay? Men and alphas have the final say about where they shoot their cum and what they do with it. And faggots do not have a say, okay? Unless the alpha is offering that. Faggots don't have an opinion on that. If a man wants to come on your face, you let him come on your face and you thank him afterwards and you show appreciation for that. Just understand that what he's doing there when he comes on your face, you know, that he's claiming you. And so you should be appreciative of that. A faggot should be always appreciative of a man's gesture in that regard. But we have to be submissive, right? So we should out of our heart want that. We should want out of our heart to give a man that opportunity to do that so that he can be fulfilled and happy. And ultimately, we will be fulfilled when he's happy, right? So I don't know why faggots sometimes resist this, but it's a good opportunity to demonstrate true submission to an alpha's desire. And as far as if he shoots cum on your face, you know, wait for instruction. Don't just, like, you know, get rid of it or, you know, shove it in your mouth and start to swallow it, unless he tells you to do that immediately. Like, because sometimes alphas want you to wear their cum all the time, all day long or something, or sleep with it on or whatever. So we have to kind of wait for their instruction on that, and it's proper. Now, the reason why I brought up facials in a general sense as a topic for tonight's podcast comes from a situation that has occurred on the website, which has caused all sorts of controversy. I didn't actually think that this would be that controversial, but it has turned out to be that way. It involves Master Lorenzo on the website, and if you're following the website, you'll know Master Lorenzo is a god alpha. He is very powerful. I adore him, and he owns several faggots, and he has done amazing things with his faggots, and he's actually been training alphas. One particular alpha is Master Jose from Mexico. Master Lorenzo lives in Brazil. Master Jose lives in Mexico. And through the website, those two got together, and Master Jose was relatively new. He's a straight alpha. He was relatively new to owning and using faggots. And Master Lorenzo was grooming him and teaching him as a god alpha should do to a lower level alpha. And they have a great relationship. It's gone to the point where Master Lorenzo has bred Master Jose in a loving way, which is a very common thing. Master Chad has bred Master Cal. You know, there's been multiple examples on the website of that phenomenon of alphas breeding alphas. Usually the alpha who is bred feels more powerful because of that, which is an interesting phenomenon, I think, but, and something I don't fully understand, obviously, but that's been the case. So whatever. But recently, in a phone call conversation between Master Lorenzo and Master Jose, they were planning Master Jose's next visit to Brazil to the Master Lorenzo's house. And they were making plans, and Master Lorenzo said that he wanted to come on Master Jose's face and have him keep it there overnight on his face. And Master Jose, who's a straight alpha, you know, was offended by this and uncomfortable with it. And so he came to me for advice. Now, I was and still am kind of horrified by this insistence by Master Lorenzo. I think it's stupid. I think it's selfish. I think it's sloppy. And not for that reason, but for the fact that sloppy in an instructional way. I think it humiliates Master Jose for no reason. Typically Master Lorenzo has a point to why he chooses to do something. He's a god alpha. I give him that, you know. But, like, there seems to be no point other than just the humiliation part of it. But in Master Jose's case, where he's learning to be an alpha and he's gaining confidence in that, and gaining confidence in how he uses his power, to do that to him steps him back with no point to it. It's sort of like when I see fags being trained for, like, in harsh ways, you know, making them lick toilets, whatever, when there's no end point to it, when there's no value added through training, I think that's just a waste. It's just a humiliation. Now, faggots get humiliated all the time, you know. I can barely walk down the street without being humiliated, but for one alpha to humiliate another alpha like that with for no reason other than just to be a jerk, I guess, is confusing to me, and it's disappointing to me, because I thought Master Lorenzo was smarter than that. I still think he is, but that was just a sloppy move, I think. And I'm still very much against it, even though I've gotten a lot of pushback from people. I'm not budging on this because, you know, I mean, like it or not, okay, I was there from the very beginning with Master Jose. I'm the one that connected him with Master Lorenzo. I'm the one that was helping Master Jose feel his way through his alphahood. And I've worked hard, you know, to build Master Jose up, to help him learn things that he never even thought to know. And he's benefited, I think, from that. And for Master Lorenzo to come along and then trash it by treating him like a cum rag bothers me. And I just, you know, and anybody who's followed the website, followed me, I mean, like, when I think I'm right about something, I'm never going to come off of it. No matter if the whole world writes into the website to yell at me, I'm going to still just stick to my principles, you know, and so I'm standing on this. I really am, and I hope Master Lorenzo thinks twice about it. I have not heard from Master Lorenzo. He might be mad at me because of my stance. I don't know, but I just don't think Master Jose deserves that. He doesn't deserve that. And facials are not the same as breeding. It's a completely different thing. So I don't accept that. And I'm proud of Master Jose for standing up for his gut reaction to it, which is that he decided he was not going to be humiliated like that. It's the exact right thing to think and feel. And so I'm glad that he stood up against that. So, but I will say that I just thank everybody who wrote in, who whenever sent me messages on Discord or whatever. Thank you for your feedback. Of course, I'm always looking for feedback to help me just grow myself, you know. I'm that's just where I'm at with facials. Personally, like, as a faggot, I enjoy getting facials, although I very much prefer swallowing, of course. I kind of just look at it as, you know, I may not always want to clean a toilet for my master, but doing it, it is a reward in and of itself. And so I look at that way. So making my master happy by providing my face for him to come on, you know, is a privilege, you know. And so I don't put my own ego on it, you know, and neither should any faggots listening, you know. Just be available for whatever, but understand, you know, why things are happening, you know, why an alpha comes on your face, why he's telling you to do this or that. Like, there are typically reasons for that. And for any alphas out there, Master Joe made a curious point about, he likened it to like rough housing, you know, like alpha rough housing, where, you know, Master Lorenzo comes on Master Jose's face just as kind of rough housing. Well, that's the kind of stuff that happens in the spur of the moment, okay? Rough housing happens in the spur of the moment. But this is them talking on the phone and Master Lorenzo making plans to do these things, which is definitely different. It's purposeful, but the purpose is not clear at all. And it's borderline offensive, so to another alpha. So that's the difference, I think. Cum is an amazing thing, and I could probably just have a podcast just about cum, but always respect an alpha's cum, and always respect the alpha when he gives it to you, in whatever form, and you can't go wrong, basically. Anyway, thanks for listening tonight. I hope you have a great week. I love you very much, and I will talk to you later, okay? Love you. Bye!